Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Kyle Pitts have another big week for us as we head to Denver, Falcons-Broncos on Sunday. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And so, Mike, as we said in the break, what is the other thing?
Yeah, I started looking at the numbers, looked at the numbers, and did a deep dive, and I said, you know, has he, you know, silenced the critics? Because obviously we're too close to it here in Atlanta.
Right.
But in the annals this year of the tight end usage rates, and you look at all the different things, touchdowns, yardage, only George Kittle is really blowing people away with 7 touchdowns this year. And then it's Mark Andrews, the number one target for Lamar Jackson, who missed some time early in the year with 5. And then you got Kate Otten, who we saw up close and personal in Tampa with 4. Tucker Kraft, by the way, has got 5 with Green Bay, and I hadn't seen him yet.
No.
But then everybody else, a bunch of guys with 3, of which Kyle Pitts is. Now, Kyle Pitts, though, if you look at the receiving yards, he is top 5. So the only thing that I would say that is kind of interesting, you look at the targets and the other guys, Kyle Pitts' target rate is, he's got the top 5 in receiving yards, but the target rate is not as high as those other guys. He's like 11th in target rate. So in other words, he's not getting dialed up as much as some of the other guys.
Okay.
And if he was, and this goes back to the argument I threw at you back in August, how does Zach Robinson use the guy we think should be the secret weapon when he didn't really use the tight end like that in L.A.? You know, when he was part of the game plan in Los Angeles.
That makes sense. And again, this gets back to, as much as we want to say I need more from him, he can't throw the ball to himself.
He's 5th in yards, but he's 10th in targets.
Okay.
So that's just, you know, a little something. And I know we've talked a lot about the red zone. You know, some of this is, you know, we did, you know, early in the year say, you know, the things that we all go by with coaches say, Zach Robinson, be more detail-oriented, you know, tighten up the routes, pick up the blocking, you know, you've got to do a better job of chipping, things like that. But the actual, where the rubber hits the road for most fantasy football owners is here, what we're talking about. He maybe needs more opportunities with the ball. But as you just made a great point for the break, Darnell Mooney probably cuts into some of that.
I think so. I don't think most people realized, again, what role he would have and how big it would be coming into the season. I think you may have foreseen Kyle Pitts doing a lot of things that Mooney is doing, and even not at the receiver spot or the X, Y, whatever the hell you want to call it, just from a production standpoint, Mike. Like, how many times were you going to go to him in a game? And that has been built over these last 9 weeks, the trust between Kirk Cousins and Darnell Mooney. And guys, we told you this at camp. I kept saying, I think he's going to have a big year, and it's turning out to be that. But in the process of that, we are getting less of Pitts, and that's just a part of it. So, Mike, some people will say, well, wait a minute, who's the better player? And it has nothing to do with it.
I mean, I know that you look at, for instance, Travis Kelce. The numbers aren't popping off the page, but he's got the most targets, and he's got certainly the ability to move the chains. He's only got 2 touchdowns this year, but you know what his role is, to come around and be that sort of safety valve for Patrick Mahomes. But it is interesting. Brock Bowers, he's got 2 touchdowns. He's got 57 receptions. Kyle Pitts has 34 receptions. Mm. Now, not as many weapons because the Raiders traded everybody. Devontae Adams isn't there. So, again, as we hear from Coach, stats are for losers.
Yes.
But he is, for guys that are going to say, get off his back, Mike, he is top 5 in receiving yards, but he's only 11th in actual targets.
Losers.
So he's getting the explosive plays when he does get a shot.
Okay. All right.
So maybe I'll walk it back.
Well.
But I still need more touchdowns. We drafted this guy 4th to be a 6 to 8 touchdown guy a year. End of story. Even the guys who say we're too mean about Pittsburgh agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not that we're being mean. I'm just asking our superstars to produce like superstars. There's nothing being mean about it. I mean,
you know, these guys are like friggin' jock sniffers out there. They get in their bag if you criticize somebody.
Well, I guess they don't want to win football games because that's what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to be a champion in this city multiple times. I want to be the hated city like right. so many other cities we've learned to hate over the years.
Right.
That's what I'm striving for. Every stinking sport. And if you're not on board with that, get out of here. That's where I'm at on this. Yeah. I'm going to criticize every damn body that's not getting it done or is not doing enough.
Right.
That is what this is about. There are a lot of guys who are doing it. There are a lot of guys who are doing enough. But this particular situation, like for this offense, we've been seeing it all year, to take off to the next level. I just feel like that's got to be a part of it. And I don't know, Mike, does that happen over the next 8 or 9 weeks? Who knows?
I mean, look, Cousins has to, you know, create chemistry with these guys. He immediately created chemistry with Darnell Mooney, to your point. He's got good chemistry with Drake, but only twice this season, you know, if you look at Pitts' game log, has he had more than 5 receptions. Now, he has been targeted a bunch of times, but he's only got more than 5 receptions twice in the loss to Seattle and the overtime win against Tampa. So, I mean, this goes back to didn't know how Zach was going to use him because they didn't have an athlete, we believe, of his caliber in Los Angeles.
Right.
Now, he wasn't the OC also, but just, I'm saying he was part of that game plan with you know, with the coaching staff.
Let me answer a hypothetical right now, and I know it's hard to quantify this, to qualify, because we're not at the end of the season, and we're not talking about these are not end-of-the-season numbers. 485, 3 touchdowns are not an end of the season. We could be talking about 800 or 900 and 6 or 7 touchdowns by the end of the season, and maybe this is a moot point. But he's so young. You give up on him?
No. Not yet. I mean, still, as you said, there's a lot of season to go. But it's still...
I'm talking about future.
Yeah, there's no slam dunk on. That's what I mean, even with being top 5 in receiving yards, there's still no slam dunk. Because I just think a guy of his physical traits should be a red zone super weapon.
Mm.
You know, that's what I thought he was drafted to be. Super weapon. The ultimate weapon in the red zone.
Just throw it up. Just throw it up.
Why
Pitts is going to go get it.
You know, for a franchise that never understood the concept of the high point catch,
yeah.
you know, of the alley-oop,
right.
of the go get it in the red zone, you know.
Yeah.
Even when he got the pass interference no call against the Chiefs, it's not his fault that, you know, if we're honest, Kirk Cousins threw it into his nuts. You know, that ball needed to be up about 3 or 4 more feet.
No, I agree. Yeah, that was not a great throw. All right, want to hear from you guys, 404-726-0929. You can hit us up. Again, text us, follow us, and I'd love for you to join the conversation because, I mean, these are the kind of things that if they start to happen, you're going to feel a lot better about our football team moving into what I believe is going to be a playoff run. You may not believe that yet. I believe that. I know where this is going with this division. Where are we going to be seated and all of that? Do not know. That's why we're going to play these games. But you've got to be feeling in a, you know, going in this direction. My hand is moving upwards, Mike. You've got to be trending in that direction and not trending in the other direction here over the next 6 or 7 weeks. That's what, guys, we keep saying this. We you know, we talk about not playing our best football. I'm fine with that. We found ways to win. We've shown you that we've got different ways to win. But now we're getting to that point in the season where, like the Chiefs, guys, you know, we talked about this on the podcast, Mike. It's called In the Huddle. Chiefs may be bored, guys. Chiefs may be bored. They know how to win when it matters. And guess what? We got to go through another regular season. You don't think Chris Jones right. and Kelce, to Mike's point, and Patrick Mahomes, they're just putting guys out there and they're finding ways to win. And all of a sudden, the Chiefs get in the playoffs. And guess what? You can't beat their ass.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.